Hello and welcome to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio of the Hudson Valley. I'm your host, Frank Castella Jr. I'm the president and CEO for the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. And here on our show today, I'll be bringing in guests from our community, including small business owner Veronica Gallucci, who is the owner of Nolita Boutique in the town of Poughkeepsie at the Arlington. We will also be joined by David Orris, who's the director of IT for Adams Fair Acre Farms. But before that, I want to tell you about some great upcoming events that we have going on here at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. And all these events can be found right online on our website, right at dcrcoc.org. We have a contact breakfast. We have a hot air balloon festival. We have so many great events, including the kickoff of the Germania. There's a lot of ribbon cuttings, Women's Leadership Alliance, the Hudson Valley Young Professional, Fall into Fitness, Master Your Membership, Chamber Network Present and Refer, and so much more. Find all these events and more right online at dcrcoc.org. Or if you want to find out more about the Hudson Valley Hot Air Balloon Festival happening Labor Day weekend, visit balloonfesthv.com for tickets and information. All the activities, over 120 hot air balloon flights scheduled throughout the weekend, live music, entertainment, and so much more, all at balloonfesthv.com for more information. We have to take a quick break here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, but when we come back, we will be joined by Veronica Gallucci from Nolita Boutique. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsor.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News & World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.
And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me from Nolita Boutique, it's Veronica Gallucci. She is the owner and proprietor of Nolita Boutique in Arlington. Veronica, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor to be with you today.
So, Veronica, tell us a little bit about Nolita Boutique and how you got into this, the background, the history. What does Nolita stand for?
So Nolita, not only is it just a pretty female name, for those of you who don't know the meaning, but it actually is a small neighborhood in Manhattan, and it means north of Little Italy. So obviously it's right above Little Italy, and if you Google Nolita in Manhattan, it's a little neighborhood filled of trendy boutiques and restaurants. So it just, like when I found that out, it was a no-brainer to name the boutique Nolita.
And so you've opened in the Arlington, in downtown Arlington, Poughkeepsie, New York, and you have a long history in the business. You not only went to school for this, you also worked in a boutique for many years. Mm-hmm. You had several other experiences working in boutiques. So I want you to talk a little bit about that background, that history, and why did you decide to open your own store?
Yeah, so I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. When I was 16, I just felt it and would always read entrepreneurial books, and I wanted to go to school for fashion. So I ended up at the Fashion Institute of Technology, where I do have an associate's degree in fashion merchandising and management, and then a bachelor's degree in product development and marketing. So I'm one of the very few people that went to school for what they do now within their career. I had a career in product development for 6 years in the city, and then I became a stay-at-home mom for a little bit, but wanted to use that education. And I came back home to the Hudson Valley, so went to school and lived in the city and in Westchester for a little bit. And I wanted to bring that Manhattan style up to the Hudson Valley, because I grew up in the Hudson Valley and I live in the Hudson Valley. We're known for a lot of things. We're not known for fashion. So I just wanted to bring a little touch of that up here. And, you know, with the Poughkeepsie Galleria being more of a family fun zone now, which I get that I have two kids, it's important to have that, but it's not really a place to go shopping anymore. So I wanted to bring fashion to the Hudson Valley, and it's a lot of just elevated everyday basics, a lot of classics you can use all year round. So yeah, I just wanted to bring a little bit of Manhattan up to the Hudson Valley.
And I think you really did and did it well. Your store is absolutely stunning. For the folks that have not been to Nolita Boutique in the Arlington, it's located right in the heart of the Arlington. The Arlington is a new project in Poughkeepsie, but the town of Poughkeepsie, just on the outskirts of the city of Poughkeepsie, mm-hmm. which is very near Vassar College. And this new development is a reformation of the former Arthur S. May School, now made into a live-work community almost. And a lot of beautiful shops that have been created by the vision of small business owners like mm-hmm. yourself, who had a vision to bring something like this New York City style boutique here and now transform that Arlington district into a very popular shopping district. And I feel like it was always a shopping district in that Arlington district, but now it's a destination for people to spend a day. And shops like yours have transformed it. So I want you to talk about your vision for the shop and what that means to you to be able to make that come to fruition. I know that's not an easy thing to do, especially as a mom of two kids and also raising a young family.
Yeah, so I have an 11-year-old daughter and a 9-year-old son, and I make sure to put my family first. It's very hard to be a female entrepreneur and do all the things. So this time around, this is my third time doing this, it's family first. And we're closed Sundays and Mondays, which was a huge decision for me to make, but it's ending up being very worth it. And I researched all the businesses on Raymond Avenue, and they too are closed on a Monday. It's very normal for small businesses to be closed. So that was super helpful, just, you know, respecting family time and then creating an environment where everyone feels welcome. So boutique and fashion worlds, there's this stigma that you have to be super thin to be fashionable and stylish. And I hate that. And I really wanted to create a space where everyone felt welcome. I truly believe that confidence comes in all shapes and sizes. So I have all-inclusive sizing from small to triple X. And it's a plus size collection, but I call it a curvy collection. And I get thanked almost daily from women of bigger sizes saying, thank you for carrying my size. I can now walk into a boutique and walk out with something other than an accessory. But People have come to me in tears.
I can understand that. My wife says that all the time. Mm-hmm. She's, I don't have the body for those boutiques. It's not for me. And I understand that from her perspective, because she's not a plus size woman, but she's curvy. Mm-hmm. And she always has difficulty going into boutiques and finding something. But in your place, she raves about the selection and what she's able to find. And something that is stylish, mm-hmm. fitting, and something of good quality. And that's something you don't find up here, yes. in the Hudson Valley region.
Yeah.
So you really are bringing that New York City style boutique, but also making it and doing it in a way that it fits everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's so important for people to know. So if you haven't checked out Nolita Boutique, you want to do so. You can start by doing it right online. It's shopnolitaboutique.com, shopnolitaboutique.com. Go right to their website. There's a whole host of information on there of the lines that are being carried, also the accessories and more information. Obviously, the location in downtown Arlington. Beautiful location. Check their store out online also, shopnolitaboutique.com. So I want you to tell our listeners a little bit about your private label. This is something that you have recently released and you're pretty excited about.
Yes, I am so excited about it because, as mentioned before, my background is in product development, and I had my career where I traveled all over the world to the manufacturer. So it's just to go straight to the manufacturer and get my label right on those items gives you an exclusivity that no one can copy you. It's your brand, which is really cool. And I get to select what I bring in, and it's everything has to be comfortable. I don't believe you have to sacrifice comfort for fashion. So everything not only is stylish, but it's comfortable. You can go walk your hand through the racks and everyone's like, oh my gosh, this is so comfortable. So stylish and comfortable fashion under my brand. It's a dream come true.
And you also have pop-ups. Talk a little mm-hmm. bit about that opportunity.
So I'm all about supporting other businesses, especially local businesses. About once or twice a month, I will host a pop-up of another local business to give them a space. Not everybody has a brick and mortar. To have a brick and mortar is super difficult nowadays. A lot of things are done online. So it gives them a space. As you saw, we have a big, beautiful space with a lot of natural lighting. And these businesses get to pop up for a day and get to sell their product. And it's just fun to collaborate and learn about all these other businesses and to connect with your community.
For our listeners who may be just tuning in, you're listening to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio of the Hudson Valley. On our show today, we have with us special guest, Veronica Gallucci. She's the owner and proprietor of Nolita Boutique in the Arlington in Poughkeepsie, a beautiful new women's boutique shop, and having a lot of new clothing lines in there. One of the things I've noticed is that you have new arrivals weekly, which is unusual for a store like yours. So talk a little bit about that vision, because that can't be an easy thing to manage.
No, it's not. But fashion is fast. It's fast fashion. So you got to keep everybody on your on their toes. For our weekly customers, you want to give them a different experience every time they walk in. So we will re-merchandise the store once a week, as well as bring in new arrivals to keep everyone coming back. And even we do get new customers daily with the location we're in. It's so visible, as you know, there's a ton of foot traffic and road visibility that you just want to keep the store full and fresh so that everyone gets a unique experience every single time they walk in our store.
And people can also order online as well. And you offer free shipping over a certain point, $100 or more. And you will ship directly to people
Anywhere
right at home.
In the United States we can ship to.
Gift cards. Men, if you're listening to this, the lady in your life, you want to impress them, let them know that you are up with today's trends. You want to get them a gift card to Nolita Boutique, because it is a place they may have not have visited yet, but they're going to be very impressed with your taste and your style, especially with what this great place has to offer in Arlington. I know you have a new partnership, Veronica, with Dutchess County BOCES, and you've been a judge of theirs for their fashion show and some of their programming. So I want you to talk about that and what that means.
So the director of the program just happened to be driving by, and they walked in, and they were intimidated to walk in. And again, I really want to get rid of that stigma. I want everyone to feel like they're coming into my home with a warm welcome, whether it's me or any of my employees. So they eventually made their way in and asked to partner with them. And I'd research everything before I do anything. And I was so happy to hear that in the Hudson Valley, there was a fashion program, because I did grow up here and that didn't really exist. The program is only, I think, 1 or 2 years old, and I get to be a judge for their fashion show. I host internships. I host field trips. I get to go to the class for the juniors and the seniors and kind of get to speak to them about being an entrepreneur, specifically in fashion, and have gone to fashion school just to kind of give them my whole life story. And then they get to ask whatever questions they want. And I love being a resource to them because, again, I didn't have that growing up here.
I think your branding is so important. Your branding is very sleek. It's very stylish.
Thank you.
Take a moment and talk about that, because it didn't just come from anywhere. There's a lot behind the branding and what you put behind it, and also your social media. You're more of an influencer, I think, than more so than what I see as your typical store products that people are promoting of here's my whatever it is day of the week. And you're actually more of an influencer. So I want you to talk a little bit about that branding and how it all came to be.
Yeah, so I use emotional marketing. You make a good point. You'll very rarely see me say, hey, buy this. That's very salesy. I don't like the way that comes off at all. Once a week, I will go on and do a video showing the new arrivals. I won't talk about prices. I really just want to show what we have and kind of be relatable to my demographic. And we're very funny. I don't know. If you go on Instagram and watch our videos, we are very funny.
To keep telling yourself that.
Yeah. Right? I think I'm funny. And my girls are funny too. But we just want to, like I said before, we want to be warm and welcoming, and we want to create that in the digital space too, because a lot of people just reference Instagram and social media before they walk through any door. So we want to portray what we're about while you're sitting at home scrolling. So you know, okay, if I ever get a chance to get out there, I know what to expect.
Veronica, I just want to tell you how proud I am to have you on this show. A business owner, somebody who is out there doing it, living the dream. This is what the American dream is all about. Seeing a vision, having the passion for something in life, and then going and seizing that and creating the opportunity for others to enjoy what you have created. And that's exactly what you've done with Nolita Boutique in Arlington. I know you want to share that with others. I want you to put your website information out there one more time and how folks can follow you on social media.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's shopnolitaboutique.com, and the same is for our socials. It's just at shopnolitaboutique.
Find them right on our website, also at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, simply by visiting dcrcoc.com. www.hudsonvalleybusinessscene.org. I know that this is also a family business for you. Mm-hmm. In the end, when you are a proprietor and you have a family, the kids are involved, the extended family is involved. Any shout outs that you want to give?
Oh, definitely my husband. He's been my rock through this entire process. I mean, we first walked on in the Arlington space. It was just gravel. There was no walls. It's a brand new building, as you mentioned. And we just, from that moment, stepping on that gravel where we knew that this was the location. And again, putting our children first, our children get to see a dream being built, you know, yeah, while also still respecting the family values. So definitely a shout out to my husband, Mike.
Absolutely incredible. Veronica, thank you so much for coming in and being with us here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. To our listeners, we have to take a quick break here on the show, but when we come back, we're going to be joined by David Orse. He's the director of IT for Adams Ferricker Farms. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this quick break.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News and World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.
And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio of the Hudson Valley. Now in the studio with me from Adams Ferricker Farms. Gosh, I love that store. David Orse. And David is the director of IT, but he is also one of our board members for the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce and also a board member for our Chamber Foundation, formerly a volunteer with our Professional Development Programming Committee and so many other committees of this organization, very involved. And Dave, I just want you to understand how much we appreciate the time and commitment that you give to us at our chamber. And I know you've emceed quite a few things for us over the years and been heavily involved in the direction that we take here in the organization. But it isn't very often that I get the opportunity to thank our volunteers here on the radio. So thanks for joining me today, and thank you for all you do here in the community.
Absolutely. Thank you, Frank. That was quite the introduction. Very excited to be here. And as always, appreciate working with you guys and all the volunteer work we do. That's obviously a big part of Adams and what we believe is giving back to the community. So,
and it's not often that our listeners get to see the behind the scenes of Adams Ferricker Farms, a family-owned operation that came from a farm store, a farm market, a roadside stand right in the town of Poughkeepsie, right off of Brickyard Hill, and now grown into an icon here in the Hudson Valley region. And not just an icon of a brand that we all love and know and want to shop, but an icon of a brand that is so vested in this community. I have never been to something that this family has not supported in some way or another. And I don't mean just monetarily, giving their staff the time, talent, treasure, as they say, but also the level of expertise that they have lent. And I can remember a time when Pat Adams was one of our board of directors here at the chamber. And ever since, he has made sure that representation from Adams was a part of this organization and still does so as part of many others here in our community. So with that, I digress, and I really want to get into some of the behind the scenes. Now, you have a very interesting role in Adams, obviously director of IT. And the changes that you have seen have been tremendous. I'm certain of that. But I want you to talk about big picture with Adams and direction the organization has come from and is going here in the Hudson Valley region.
Absolutely. Yeah. So as you mentioned, Frank, Adams has been around for quite some time. That farm stand started back in 1919. And, you know, I've been with the organization. It'll be 14 years next month. And so it's interesting to see. And I do play an interesting role in how technology is evolving, as we know. And every day there's always something new out in the news, and trying to tie that back into the organization, but still keeping that farm stand feel, right? We don't want to lose what makes Adams Adams. And so it's an exciting role. I enjoy it, and trying to implement technology maybe in ways that, you know, you might not notice. And that's the goal, right? Technology is a tool. It shouldn't be, you know, totally shaping everything that we do. But it is definitely very, very interesting. And, you know, a lot of cool, exciting projects that we're working on. So
This is not just a grocery store. This is a farm store discovery experience. Every time I go into Adams, I find something new that I fall in love with, and I just have to have. And I think my cabinet is filled with all of that type of stuff from Adams over the years, from Luxardo cherries to some of our local brands that are some of our local favorites, like Coppola's sauce. The list goes on. The brands that we all know and love from our local farm markets that you can find right all in one place in Adams Ferriker Farm. Supporting our local farmers, of course, first and foremost. So you have some big plans for the Wappinger store. This has been under renovation now for quite some time, and I know that there's folks that are very excited to have their full store back in operation. It would be great to have this back. So what are we looking at here for our opening?
Yes, there is a finish line in sight. I know everyone's been very patient. We appreciate that. It has been a very long renovation. So, you know, we've been working probably about going on a year and a half, almost 2 years now of the store being under, you know, some type of renovation. But October 24th is the deadline that we have set. So, you know, we appreciate everybody, you know, their patience. Obviously, the store changing a lot, and we stay open throughout all of our renovations. That's something that might be a little bit unique too, and is presents its own challenges. And so people have kind of seen the maybe first phase. We flipped the store on its head and moved our grocery department across the store. And, you know, we're obviously trying to improve the flow and the customer experience. But now we're kind of getting to some of the good stuff and some of the new exciting departments that are going to be coming. So popcorn is already out there. I know people have gotten to try that, and it's been pretty amazing. But next up on the roster in the few months to come is going to be fresh gourmet donuts coming out of our bakery department. Fresh pizza being made in-house. We currently have that in a couple of our other locations and has been doing very, very well. And then the newest addition to Adams that we have not done before is going to be fresh pasta made in-house and packaged for everybody.
So you called Frank Costello and you said, what are your top four things that are your vices? And I said, popcorn, fresh donuts, pizza, and pasta. All the things that I cannot resist if I go to Adams. I'm going to have to stay out of the Wappinger store. And it leads me into the idea and the notion that you are making some more of your own products. And I know there's other examples of this throughout the Adams brand, and that includes mozzarella. We were just talking about this, mozzarella, as we Italians would say, and you're making that over in the Newburgh location.
Correct.
And then distributing that to all the other locations.
Correct.
So similar in concept now with these other notions, so the pasta, obviously, and being able to distribute that and making it fresh.
Yeah.
So the customer is getting a much better product. You know the ingredients that are going into it are going to be top quality. They're going to be farm fresh, so to speak.
That is the goal.
So very exciting to see this. Grand opening, October the 24th. We would love to see the community come on out and celebrate. Let the Adams family know how much you care and appreciate that their brand and their investment is right here in the Hudson Valley. Again, October the 24th. You can find out more information on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce simply by visiting dcrcoc.org. Go right to the events section. And, of course, you can make a reservation for the upcoming ribbon cutting right there. I now know it sounds like it's a little ways off, Dave, but October is just around the corner. Before you know it, pumpkins will be on the shelves at Adams. You also have just change something very big at Adams, in your department in particular.
Yes, absolutely.
A new launch just took effect, what, about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago?
Roughly, yeah.
So very fresh, very new platform, although not new to the customer in terms of the service being provided, although it's a much better service being provided.
Correct.
More streamlined.
Yes.
So go ahead, I'll let you explain.
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously we've got a lot going on in Wappinger. It's been a busy summer here on the farm, but we are excited to announce that we do have a entirely new e-commerce solution for our customers. And so, you know, prior to this launch, you know, it was a little bit segmented for the customer. If you were ordering catering from us online, that was one platform. If you were ordering curbside groceries, that was another platform. And so what we did is we unified those. We put everything under one umbrella, and also added some additional features, just because online is not going away. People love coming into our stores, and we love creating that experience. But we also want to try and replicate that the best that we can online as well to reach those customers. And so, as Frank mentioned, we soft launched just a couple weeks ago, and there's still a lot more to come with it as well. So we're definitely excited. A new app is going to be coming in the next few months for our customers. And again, just really trying to unify and make that a streamlined experience and the customer service that people expect from Adams.
So is it fair to say that there will be even more coming from this in the short term?
Absolutely. Yeah, so I think we're looking at a lot of additional features, some of the new ones, just to quick highlight that as well. You know, again, I talked about that unified experience and having one login for all your online needs from Adams. You have the ability to text if you're ordering groceries, and, you know, your shopper can text back and forth with you and kind of, you know, add that personal touch. But we are looking into delivery for our curbside groceries as well. So stay tuned. Definitely in the works.
Not there yet.
Yep, not there yet, but it's coming. So
if you have just tuned in, you're listening to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio, and we're talking to David Orse, and we're talking about Adams Ferriker Farms. He is the director of IT with Adams Ferriker Farms, and we're talking about the release of their new online shopping platform. All the bugs have been worked out, right?
There were never any bugs from the beginning, coming from IT.
IT said everything was as smooth as possibly could be. All the full inventory was there. Nothing was missing. No incorrect prices, right?
Yep. I think we're good there.
All right. Everything was perfect, as always, from Adams Ferriker Farms, setting the expectation in the bar here in the community for our shopping experience. I want you to take the opportunity and just share with our listeners your experience. And I've heard you talk about this, so it's not going to be a surprise for me, but I think it's really compelling for our listeners to understand the family that you work for and to understand about the Adams family, who they are, the most genuine people that I know in the business community here in the Hudson Valley, and what they're like to work with as a family organization.
Yeah, no, it's people always ask that, right? They hear the Adams name and they're so curious as to how they are. You know, the saying when you have somebody that they would give the shirt off their back to help you out, I think that really defines them, not to be cliche, but they are so heavily involved. So, you know, Pat and Steve Adams, you know, are obviously the brothers at the helm currently. And they do such a good job of working with us daily. You know, they not only are interacting with us in our offices, but they make sure to make a presence in each of the stores pretty much every day. And they're talking with all of their people, and they're hearing them, and they're taking that feedback and driving the change. And it's so important, you know, to be in touch and know what's going on in the organization. And, you know, again, as you mentioned before, Frank, obviously their community involvement in allowing us to get out there and do things like this, it's so behind what Adams is. They are, you know, some of the most community-minded people that I think I've ever met. And I, you know, think a lot of the staff at Adams as well would agree.
David Orse here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. That's all we have time for in this segment of the show, Dave. I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us, being genuine and talking about your experience with the family working at Adams Ferriker Farms, actually, in snapshot, if you will, looking into what goes on behind the scenes, but also some of the new and exciting things that have just happened. We flipped the switch on, yep. And some of the exciting things that are around the corner. Pasta.
Yes.
Pizza and pasta, folks, can't down at Wappingers Falls. And to our listeners, I want to thank you for tuning in here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. If you want to learn more about how to get involved with your Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, or perhaps you want to learn more about any of the businesses that you heard on our show today, or perhaps any of the upcoming events that are happening in and around the Hudson Valley community, including chamber events and community events, all you need to do is visit our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce simply by visiting DCRCOC.org. Once again, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate you being here, and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News & World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News & World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.